not often recently have we heard of new tax credits, right? Lots more frequently we hear of the elimination of tax credits, but there are exceptions. A state house panel is expected to discuss a bill today that would provide tax credits for student loan payments. The Michigan Competitiveness House Committee plans to debate the measure today. Residents who graduated from one of the state's public or private colleges or universities could claim an income tax credit equal to 50% of certain student loan payments. So there's an exception to every rule, I guess. The stretch of Grand River Avenue and Michigan Avenue from the Capitol Building all the way east to Weberville is this region's busiest corridor. A new plan led by the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission is in the works to transform the corridor with more attractive design, improved rapid transit, and sustainable business and infrastructure improvements. This is still in the early stages of the design phase, and they're calling for the public's help. Starting today and through May 7th, there will be a design charrette open to residents of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties, where feedback and suggestions from the community are not only welcome but essential to the design process. And here to talk about the plans for the Grand River Avenue corridor and the design charrette are a couple of the project's leaders. Sue Pigg is executive director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, and Bill Leonards is the executive director of the National Charrette Institute. Welcome, Bill. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sue Pigg, tell us briefly about the larger project. This is a 3-year project for which you received a grant. What is it designed to accomplish, and where do you hope to be in 3 years?
Well, this is one project activity under a 3-year grant that we received to this region from the Housing and Urban Development of the federal government. We're funded to develop a sustainable plan for the Tri-County region. So one of those activities is to focus on this busiest corridor and bring together all the different aspects of our community, the people concerned with transportation, with economic development, with environmental protection, with quality lifestyle, to bring everyone together to talk about what our vision will be going forth to the future for a more sustainable community. And we're going to focus some of those energies of that planning activity over the next week in a new and intensive planning process on this corridor. We'll be able to use this process in the future for other areas in our community, and we'll end up, after the 3-year program, with a much more sustainable long-term vision for where our community can go successfully.
You started out in a really urban part, relatively urban. I mean, it's a main thoroughfare. Is sustainability a bigger issue in the urban areas than it is in the rural areas?
You know, it's interesting that you say we started out in the urban area, because we're actually starting on both ends and throughout our region. One of the reasons we have chosen this corridor to focus this kind of an activity on is because it truly demonstrates for our region the many different kinds of communities and areas that we have in the greater Lansing
okay.
region. We have urban, we have suburban, we have rural, we have small towns and villages. Weberville, Williamston, Williamstown Township, Meridian Township, East Lansing, and Lansing. We have that entire array of different kind of communities across the corridor. And this vision helps us bring together all of the different factors that you consider in planning with all of the different kinds of communities that we have as a region.
Mm-hmm.
And to develop a cohesive vision for our entire area that doesn't separate the urban from the suburban as if they were apart, because in our region, we travel right through them together. They're all part of our community.
Okay. Bill Leonards of the National Charrette Institute, tell us about this mysterious word. What is a charrette?
Well, Mark, the charrette is going to be it's a week-long intensive public design workshop. And it's the opportunity for people, anybody who is involved in this corridor, this 21 miles, whether you live there, work there, do business there, go to school there, take care of people in the hospital there, we want you to get involved in this, because this is going to be very different. Instead of planning over a series of months and having lots of meetings that happen over time, we're going to press all that into 1 week. So the charrette is really, I guess one way to think about it, Mark, is that it's like a combination of a barn raising and a New England town meeting.
Okay.
Where people get to come together and work with a design team. So there's going to be a group of experts who are particularly good at drawing visions. A lot of drawing is going to take place, and drawing is a great way to make sure everyone sees the same idea. But the people of the community are going to be able to be involved in the evolution of a vision that'll be drawn over the course of a week from a kind of a blank slate to a set of alternative ideas to a set of final recommendations. And people are going to be able to be involved in that whole evolution of that plan, working with designers.
Sue Pigg, where and when does this interaction take place?
Well, we're starting off with a kickoff event on Wednesday evening tonight from 6 to 9:30 at the Lansing Center in downtown Lansing. People are invited, the general public, anybody that can come, join us. We'll explain what is charretting and have some tabletop sort of exercises to encourage people to vision. Sunday afternoon, we'll have an open house at this design studio that we've set up in the former Jacobson's Barnes & Noble bookstore building on 333 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing. The designers will be working at tables, drawing and demonstrating and collecting all of the ideas and thoughts. And then on May 7th, Tuesday evening, from 6:30 to 9 at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing, we'll reveal or unveil the summary of all of those ideas and visions and talk about next steps for our region.
How interesting. And you're emphasizing, Bill Leonards, that you need not be any kind of planning professional to play a role in this thing.
No, absolutely not. We want to hear what people, you know, what's important to them from their place in life. Some people want more, you know, better business. Some people want to get around better on bikes. Some people want to see the water cleaner. There's all kinds of viewpoints, and we want to bring them all together to forge a vision. I did want to add that there'll be a second charrette in the fall, by the way, where we're going to focus in. This charrette is for the vision of the whole corridor. So a helicopter view of all the way along it. And then we're going to identify three main focal areas that we're going to come back and do another charrette in October and zoom in to some focal areas at a real ground level view of the vision.
Now, is this geared to people who drive on Michigan or Grand River, or is this for people in the areas adjacent? I mean, if you live a mile from Grand River in Michigan or Michigan Avenues, is this geared to those people as well?
I think this is geared to anyone in the region that cares about this corridor, whether you shop it, live on it, travel it, go near it, or just observe it as a key component in what makes part of our region. Then you have an interest or a concern in that corridor, and you should participate in the event.
But the grant emphasizes sustainability. What does it mean to create a sustainable corridor? Take us into the details here a little bit deeper, Sue. What does that mean?
Well, one of the primary components of sustainability, which is, you know, in a simple terms, is to create a life for ourselves that we can maintain.
Yes.
And continue. A primary component of that is the involvement of the people that live, work, and want to be in our region. Their participation is critically important to developing a sustainable corridor. So we're seeking everyone's input to make that happen.
Bill, you've been here in the area, visiting in the area at least since February or so. What have you taken away from the Lansing, East Lansing community? What's your take?
What I always tell the people here is that whether they know it or not, the type of thinking and planning and the coordination between the different agencies to make sustainable communities happen is a national model. Michigan is working together in a better way than any place I've seen in this country.
Really?
At the state level, all the way down to the local level.
What are you seeing that isn't happening elsewhere?
The emphasis
elsewhere
on placemaking, that idea that all anybody who's involved with economic redevelopment, how do we get this state back on its feet, is realizing that in order to really keep the brightest people in place. They want to live in really wonderful communities. They want to live in walkable, sustainable communities. And the state, all the way from the governor down, is talking about how can we make sure that our communities are great places to live in order to attract and keep people here in Michigan.
Does anything jump out at either of you in terms of the way we're doing it now that is not clearly not sustainable?
Oh, I'm going to jump on that one. I've been working in planning and in this region for about 25 years, and we have wonderful working relationships and cooperation amongst municipalities at the ground level in our community. But when we do planning by section or topic. We plan for transportation without talking to the economic development professionals. We plan for and encourage business location without considering the environmental impacts. And we can't continue doing that sustainably because they're interrelated. So in the future, we'll be doing more planning that considers all those aspects at the beginning with the plan, instead of creating a transportation plan that has the road going through quickly and smoothly and trees on either side. We're going to talk to the business owners and make sure that those trees aren't blocking the front windows and preventing them from increasing their business sales. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll be talking to the business locators about the environmental impacts, potential environmental impacts of their construction before they build it and argue about what happened. So in the future, planning will integrate these different aspects, and one of those components is also the viewpoints, perspectives, and understandings of the people that live and work in the community. It won't be done by technicians, and the charrette process focuses on using those people as part of the planning process at the beginning.
How long, Bill Leonards, how long have you been doing what you're doing here with the Charrette Institute?
Close to 30 years.
Okay. Is sustainability really been the defining change in terms of what you've seen?
Well, sustainability is the latest light bulb that's gone on for people, realizing how are we going to solve our problems, our big problems. And we're beginning to realize, and this is something we've done with the Charrette Institute for a long time, is to work together. The only way to solve our problems is to work together. And sustainability is a natural outgrowth of people sitting around the table, as she says, transportation, economics, environmental, everybody, you know, planning, everybody seeing each other's viewpoints and coming up with a plan that works for all the different viewpoints in sustainability.
This sounds like just a fascinating process, and sounds like a unique opportunity for everybody to bring their voice to the table, their ideas to the table.
So we have a website.
Okay, tell us about it.
migrand-charrette, charrette.com, migrandcharrette.com.
Very good.
You can find out all about this in detail there and follow us.
Sue Pigg is the Executive Director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, and Bill Leonards is the Executive Director of the National Charrette Institute. Thanks to both of you for joining us today to talk about reimagining the Grand River Avenue Corridor.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mark.